But it's a really great opportunity, both for women and also in the men, for the men in the room, to go and talk about gender issues and how they're impacting women in M&A. So I'd encourage you to participate in that future, and maybe we'll actually have a session at this conference next year. So anyway, continuing on, next to Jessica is Craig Mendon. Craig, as you may know, is a partner at Cooley in Palo Alto, where he focuses his practice on tech companies and life science companies. Next to Ted is Brian Wheeler. Brian is the general counsel and managing partner of SoftBank Investment Advisors. He's also based in Palo Alto. And last but certainly not least is Rick, the CEO and co-founder of Fortis Advisors. Rick has over three decades of advisory experience in venture capital and PE-backed M&A. So with that, I'll turn it over to you, Jessica.
Thank you very much, and I want to echo that encouragement to attend the Women Deal Lawyers Forum. We want all comers. There are a lot of issues that affect everybody that are discussed, and it's a great forum. But this topic, one thing on the last topic, on insurance. Diane had that question about how often reps and warranties insurance is used in deals, and in the ABA Private Target Deal Point study that I chair, again, this is public companies buying private targets. We looked at how often it's mentioned in that deal pool. We can't say how many times it's actually utilized, but it was mentioned in 29% of the deal pool, which is a pretty interesting number given that we're not talking about PE shops exclusively. We're talking about public companies. So this topic, though, is venture-backed M&A and special considerations. There's some disclaimers here that might look familiar to Wilson, although I took out some of his jokes. But the different senses of humor. But the key one here is that what we're going to say here today doesn't necessarily reflect our views in every context, and we reserve the right to flip-flop as context requires.